Good morning, Meeker Mountain Lions. I'm Adam, and I'm here with my friends Caitlin and Jaden. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, Jaden.
Hi, Adam.
This is episode 109, and today is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. We want to start off our show today by thanking all our guest teachers here today. We hope you enjoy your time at Meeker. Now, Caitlin, do we have any announcements today?
We do. Don't forget to order your pickles and popcorn. Orders are due to the office on Wednesday, February 6th. Students, this is just a reminder that there is to be no rocks or pine cones thrown on the playground. It is a safety issue, and we do not want to see anyone hurt. Thank you for your help with this. Don't forget to vote on our weekly poll question. This week's question is, would you rather have white milk or chocolate milk? So far, 71% say they would rather have chocolate. Mountain Lions, we are exactly 2 weeks away from Jump Rope for Heart Week. We want to let you know about some exciting prizes that you can earn as a classroom. Pay special attention to our announcements over the next 2 weeks to see what you can win. For right now, we are adding a second special poll question to our website. We want you to vote on what Mr. Fitzpatrick has to do if we reach our goal of $3,000. Your choices are: have a pie thrown in his face at an assembly, get duct taped to the wall at an assembly, wear a dress to school. The choice with the most votes wins, and you can start voting today. Now we have a special announcement from Mr. Schreiner.
Hello, Meeker students and staff. This is Mr. Schreiner. First, we want to congratulate students and staff for all the hard work we are seeing and lots of learning and positive behaviors here at Meeker. Mrs. Nelson and myself wanted to remind all students that pinecone throwing, rock throwing, and snowball throwing is not allowed at school. We know that this will help keep all of our students at Meeker safe. We also want to remind all students that if someone is teasing or bullying you, to let an adult know immediately. Bullying involves an individual or group of people repeatedly abusing another person, physically, verbally, or socially, leaving the person feeling powerless. This may include name-calling, threats, physical abuse, or gossip. Wanted to remind you that this occurs more than once over a period of time, and if it occurs, repeat it to an adult immediately. However, if a student is name-calling, threatening, pushing, hitting, or gossiping one time,